Frank and Zach, the XU Morning Crew, and this is not a shtick or a bit. I cannot stand pumpkin spice.
Come on.
I can. I've tried it, and believe me, I know in some circles I'm completely outnumbered, but I'm willing to do this debate right now.
Listen, there's no debate about it. Nation, you know me. You know that I am the classic millennial. I got my Uggs on. I got my very furry vest, and I got my pumpkin spice in my hand.
It is quite a sight, everybody.
I know it's a divisive issue, so I went to the streets, and I wanted to find out about people's thoughts about pumpkin spice. They are very passionate. We are in pumpkin spice latte season.
I hate pumpkin spice.
I like it.
Pumpkin spice Cheerios, for real?
Good.
You bought them?
Yes, I did.
You love them.
They were good.
Coffee is really good.
Wow.
See, even amongst friends.
I know.
Even amongst friends.
This is dividing families. Go ahead.
So I know that first person was very passionate, but it's also very passionate on the other side.
I love pumpkin spice. Coffee and creamer. I've already been hitting at a Dunkin' Donuts.
I got a feeling that person might be hitting something else.
But go ahead. That's exactly what I thought. I had it written down right here. But I wanted to ask more people for their opinion, and I went a little younger for this one.
I mean, obviously, as a white girl, like, I live for this season, so, yeah.
It don't matter what ethnicities you are, like, pumpkin spice is where it's at.
Pumpkin spice brings us together as a people.
Exactly, exactly.
At first, I said it was a divider. Now I see it's bringing people together.
So I wanted to ask that same group of people about what they thought about the PSL haters out there. What do you say to the haters out there who don't like pumpkin spice?
They're lying. You're just lying through your teeth if you say you don't like it. They love it and they just don't want to admit to it. They don't want to conform.
They're just jealous.
It's a good life.
They're haters.
Totally wrong.
They're haters.
Logical is not necessarily hating, but go ahead.
I wanted to find out why people didn't like pumpkin spice, so I need to ask that question.
Oh, gosh, I'm not a fruity-tooty kind of lady.
What about you? What do you think of pumpkin spice?
Love it.
Why do you love it?
Because it's not fruity-tooty.
Whoa. Using their own words against them.
It's a dividing issue. I would love to know more what more people thought, but you know how I feel.
215-263-6700 if you want to get in that debate.
You know how I feel about it.
I love pumpkin spice. I've already been hitting at a Dunkin' Donuts.
I've
been hitting at the pumpkin spice. 215-263-6700. How do you feel about pumpkin spice? Ugh. Hi, good morning. Who are we talking to?
Lisa, I love pumpkin spice.
All right, you know what, Lisa, let me ask you this. What would you rather have, a pumpkin spice whatever or a pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin spice.
No!
Yeah!
Hi, this is Allison.
Allison, give me the pumpkin spice analogy. What's going on?
So I only allow myself one a year.
One a year?
Yeah, well, I find it very addictive. So if I go to my Starbucks, I get my pumpkin spice latte of the year, usually around the first week of October, and then that's it. I don't drink it anymore.
Believe me, you're doing your body a favor. Trust me.
How can you deprive yourself such joy?
It is joy. It is joy. But if I allow myself to drink too many, then I'll just get fat.
Allison, I think actually your body's telling you something. I think that mentally you want to like pumpkin spice, but your body knows it's repulsed by it. And that's the reason why you only have one.
Allison, there's a reason that fall season is also sweatpants season. Hop aboard the PSL train, baby.
Hi, good morning. Who are we talking to?
Truck driver.
John!
Potpourri is meant to be on the mantle this time of year. It's not to be digested.
Spoken like a true man.
You don't mess with coffee.
Right!
You don't mess with coffee.
If God wanted coffee to taste like pumpkins, they'd be made from pumpkin seeds.
Absolutely. My thought exactly.
Truck driver John, you are awesome.
You guys are awesome. I love you guys. Love you so. Miss Andy, but you know what? I do see Flat Frank is found his way to the bar.
Yeah, Flat Frank has a lot better time than me. John, always appreciate it. Have a great one. Take it easy.
Guys, enjoy your show. Thank you.